Hey guys, and welcome back to Casual Critics, the show that is still finding its formula. I'm trying my damnedest. I'm joined, as always, with my best bud, Jacob.
It's me.
This is Jacob.
I'm back again.
And me. You know who I am, goddammit.
Jacob's back. Back again.
All right, well. And, Okay, so this episode, I don't have a, like, crazy question or something per se. Yeah. Kind of changing it up a little bit.
Uh-oh. Episode 3. Changing it up.
It's a new season. The third episode. No. So I wanted to just kind of jump right into what, and I'm sure I can think of some snappy name for it, but I don't know. It's just that we're going to talk about the movie we saw last Sunday.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Time.
Mm-hmm. This is our pure casual critic.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah. Because I'm sure we've said it in enough different places. We go to the Alamo Draft House like almost every single Sunday to see something. Last weekend we did not see Sonic, like I said we were going to. Because the fucking file got messed up or some shit.
For the second week in a row.
Yeah. So that's weird.
Yeah.
So we didn't get to see that. We got tickets to see it tomorrow though.
Yes.
For sure. Hopefully, probably.
Yeah, hopefully. Hopefully.
Yeah. And the Lodge, which we can talk about
In
a little bit.
Which I'm more excited about than you are.
I don't really care. Yeah. But it's a free ticket, so whatever. But we did see the Birds of Prey movie.
Gotta do the whole title.
Oh, I'm sorry. Let me fucking
and
look
the
it
Emancipation
up,
of One Harley Quinzel.
I feel like you missed a word. But
probably.
Isn't there some weird word in there?
Oh, in the Glorious or something like that. Glorious Emancipation of One Harley Quinzel.
None of this shit says the full name. Fantabulous.
Oh, Fantabulous I knew, Emancipation of One Harley Quinn.
I knew there was some obnoxious word in there. But yeah, we saw
trying
that.
To copy Birdman. I see what they're trying to do.
Yeah, we saw Birds of Prey. Mm-hmm. And just as a general one-sentence review, wasn't as bad as I thought it was going to be.
No. I went in with low expectations and came out pretty content.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not Oscar worthy by any means, but it's still like enjoyable and fun.
I would see that movie 3 or 4 more times.
Yeah. I'd see it again.
Especially like if you came to me and was like, do you want to see Suicide Squad or Birds of Prey? Like I would see Birds of Prey 1,000 times.
Yes.
Before seeing Suicide Squad again.
Yes.
So I think in that right, it's pretty damn good.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't know how to feel about the DC cinematic universe in general because
they're trying now. I think it's still a mess, but they're trying.
I want them to let go of that universe.
Mm-hmm.
The Justice League universe. It's a trash fire.
Mm-hmm.
So much shit
has gone
wrong. They've
strayed away from it now, I think.
Yeah, but I don't know. They're still using,
like, they're not connecting to them much.
Well, but it is connected, though.
It is, but they're not like
coming back.
Yeah, they're not making like team ups and stuff anymore.
I'd rather just, I don't know. It's just a big fucking mess. But that movie was really good, considering.
Mm-hmm. So out of like 10 points, what would you give it?
I would give it 7 Birds out of Prey.
Just holding for applause.
Wait, hold on. Let me try that again. 7 Birds out of Prey. Wait, wrong one. Hold on. Let me try that again. 7 Birds out of Prey. No, hold on. Let me try that one more time. 7 Birds out of. Wait, sorry. Hold on. 7 Birds out of Prey. Thank you. Thank you so much.
If I feel happy.
Okay. What about you?
It's probably 7.5.
Yeah.
Yeah. Probably around the same ballpark. Yeah.
It's pretty.
Wasn't amazing. Wasn't terrible. It was fine.
Middle of the road. Pretty.
Yeah. Like I said, I went in with very low expectations.
Yeah.
Just because coming out of Suicide Squad and the trailers didn't really do anything for me either. It still looked very Suicide Squad-y. Mm-hmm. And it still had that like art style kind of. Yeah. But that art style makes sense for the character.
It was a little bit more playful than I remember Suicide Squad being with all the visual effects and stuff, which I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah.
I think they like kind of gamified the movie in
a way. The introductions were way better instead of being like a freshman college graphic designer trying to make some crazy visual graphics to show off to a teacher, you know.
In the if hopefully most or all of you that are listening to this have already seen it, but the intro where it's like cartoon immediately sold me. Mm-hmm. I thought that was an awesome idea.
A cool style, yeah.
To like tell the story.
The title
and
card.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I dig
so
that.
So yeah, are we doing, you know, are we doing spoiler free? Kind of out the gate and then maybe segue into more spoiler stuff. Just
I think
in
that
case.
Was, I think that could be considered our spoiler free part, even though I talked about the intro just now, but
yeah,
I think,
okay,
I think that's fine. The only spoiler full part that I would want to mention, and I don't know how much of a spoiler it is, but like Ewan McGregor kind of like underwhelmed me.
Yeah.
His like weird, crazy acting was very weird.
He was a weird version of Black Mask that had like,
well, it felt like
he was less mobster and less like,
yeah, the way that he was trying to sell being crazy seemed very weird. Like I didn't buy it at all. It seemed really goofy.
It was a very like over the top eccentric way of doing crazy.
Yeah,
but it was more like a lavish style crazy.
Yeah,
it was like if American Psycho was like more like eccentric, you know?
Yeah, I guess that sort of fits.
Yeah, you know,
they just took him and put
like he had some really good moments in there.
Yeah,
but I think for the most part he was pretty.
It was
the Harley Quinn show. It was it was about her. She was she was the front runner. Everyone else just kind of played side to her, which is fine. And because Margot Robbie is an amazing Harley Quinn in my opinion.
I think she's great.
She's a great pick, and she cares about the character and stuff. And
I just didn't buy him.
No.
As a character.
No, not really.
Like where he was coming from at all. But I think it was a good movie considering. So Sonic, we still have on our docket for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Expectations are pretty much where they were for that.
Yeah. I think it's about the same as it was for Birds of Prey.
Yeah.
Even though I don't know, I'm going into it with a different look just because I know it's just going to be like a fun movie and it's not going to be anything like I have to like think really hard to watch.
Sure. Well, and I think in some ways, Sonic might have more of a payoff than Birds of Prey just because I think Jim Carrey will be funnier in, I think there'll be, in some ways, there'll be higher highs in that movie than in Birds of Prey because I think Jim Carrey knows how to give a bigger payoff and is like funnier than whatever that movie was going to be or Birds of Prey was. But then we have The Lodge, who is that, the Finn Wolfhard one?
No,
that's
a different
one. I keep doing that.
This is the kid from It, the main kid from It that played, I can't remember his name. Can't remember his name in that movie.
Oh yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
This is the one where they're trapped in the snow or whatever.
They're in a cabin
where like something happens or the mom or the stepmom goes crazy or something, you know, or the kids go crazy or
something. She has like a weird past or something, it seems like.
Something like that.
It comes up.
Yeah. But like something clicks in her and she like starts going after the kids or something like that. It looks kind of interesting to me. And I mean, I highly doubt it's good, but.
Yeah, it looks weird.
I haven't seen a horror movie in a while, so that's why I'm kind of keen on watching it. Just because we're in that part of the year where there really isn't a lot of horror movies.
It's funny that you're more gung-ho to see this, but then when that, what is that movie called? The Nun movie?
Oh, the weird one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't care about that one.
See, it reminds me too much of like Midsommar and stuff, which
really?
I'm going to get so much flack for saying this.
Why?
I wasn't a big fan of Midsommar.
Oh, well,
people
I wouldn't touch
loved it.
It.
That movie has such a huge cult following. That I liked Hereditary.
Yeah, but people like...
And I need to finish... People like Midsommar, like... cult follow Midsommar
really?
More. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
See, I don't think
that's why I watched it, because I had heard nothing but good things. But it's just like, it's weird to be weird, and I'm not a big fan of those kind of horror movies. Like, I'm not a big Lynch fan. Again, I'm gonna get massive flack for that.
Gonna kill you. Yeah,
people are big Lynch fans, and I'm not. I'm just, and I understand the film aspect behind it and why people like it. It's just not something I personally like to watch. I'm not a big off the wall weird horror movie guy.
Sure.
I'm more traditional, I guess, in the sense of horror movie.
What's another weird horror movie that you're thinking of? Because I can't think of too many.
Suspiria is a super weird horror movie. Mulholland Drive isn't technically a horror movie. It's just like a weird thriller. Or Blue Velvet is also like just weird. Both of those are Lynch.
Oh.
Weird horror movies. I mean, whatever that is, whatever that movie is,
I'm trying to find the fucking,
it's going
to
be like, but it's, I mean, it's really blown back up recently because of
the weird horror shit.
Yeah. The weird style of horror, with The Witch kind of started it, but The Witch wasn't super weird.
Yeah. It wasn't,
but it was kind of like, it was that off brand horror kind of.
Yeah.
And I think that kind of got the idea of that kind of horror rolling in the past like 5 or 6 years.
Does The Lighthouse fall into that too?
Kind of. I wouldn't say Lighthouse is
horror. I don't think it's horror, but it's definitely creepy.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
It was very weird. But it was also interesting. Maybe that's the thing that gets me. Maybe I'm just not interested in some of the horror that's been coming out.
Mm.
Like, I liked Hereditary, and that was kind of like a weird off horror.
Yeah.
It's just Midsommar just didn't, I don't know, it just didn't do it for me. It was too weird. Like, there were reasons for things, and that, I think that's what bothers me about that stuff. It's just weird to be weird.
Oh, like it doesn't play into anything.
At least The Lighthouse kind of had like reasons for stuff.
Yeah, it was all like in universe for it. Like, mm-hmm. it was believable mm-hmm. to an extent.
Maybe maybe that's my problem with it.
I can't fucking find this damn movie. But I can't remember what it's called. It's the one where she's taking care of somebody and she puts nails into a picture of Mary and walks in, puts it in her shoes and walks around.
On the nails, yeah.
And then she starts floating and stuff. That movie looks fucking interesting to me.
I mean, I'll see it. Because it looks so weird. Yeah, it is very weird, though. I'll see it. I mean, I still watch all of these just because I'm interested in them. It's just, I don't know. They're just odd.
Yeah, they are definitely a little bit weird. But
The Lodge, I don't think it's going to be that weird. I don't think. I think it's going to be more like... what was that M. Night Shyamalan movie with the grandparents?
shit. Wasn't it like The Visit?
No, not The Visit. The Visit. Right? Oh, wait.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, it was. I was thinking of The Village. It was.
The Visit was the grandma.
Yeah.
The grandma and grandpa.
it seems akin to that.
Yeah.
Like, they're just, like, trapped somewhere in, like, mm-hmm. you know, in, like, a house. It's a bottle and, like, movie, something. Sort yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
And they can't get out, and they're just kind of like... That movie, I actually enjoyed that movie.
Yeah. The Visit was... I remember, this is probably not something that he wanted to have happen, but I remember laughing a bunch in mm-hmm. that movie.
And no, like, yeah, no, there was totally was some comedic on. Stuff in it, yeah.
Well, but there were some things that I don't feel like were supposed to be probably funny, not. But it was like, it was just sold in a way that it was like, that's hilarious. I mean,
it's like a naked grandma like flying around the house. Like, yeah. It's hard not
on,
to be
like... the weird shit that they would say
it's
to
like the
kids.
Uncomfortable humor.
For sure. Yeah, so I don't know. The only thing that I'm like, it's the weird, I don't know, something about the mom, the stepmom, that like just does not hook me. Mm. Doesn't mm-hmm. seem interesting enough to me.
Yeah.
So I don't know. We'll see how I feel tomorrow. So I didn't really flesh this part out. So if we'll come back on an upswing, but I just I wanted to try and incorporate movies and games per episode.
Okay.
So that we could kind of like hit a little bit of different things.
Sure.
but I didn't have a whole bunch of stuff because like we're not necessarily playing anything new right now
since like last week.
Yeah.
No.
I mean, I'm super far into Fallen Order,
and right now. Like, I'm
playing it.
Playing still playing Dead by Daylight a lot.
Yeah.
And playing BioShock Infinite from time to time.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, you're kind of pumping the brakes on.
I did. Fallout. Yeah, I did. I did buy a thing.
What'd you buy
recently? So PlayStation's having a sale on retro games.
Yeah.
Like old school kind of games. Like
arcade type stuff.
Not
arcade. Well, I mean like Xbox Arcade is like older shit.
Yeah, that's why. And or stuff with like a lot of sequels and stuff. So they'll have like Jack and Daxter, the whole series and stuff.
Oh,
like
shit,
that.
Nice.
Yeah. Which I was tempted, but
yeah.
So I bought Assassin's Creed Ezio Collection.
Oh, Jesus.
I caved and did it.
You don't need more of those games in your life.
I've already owned that, all of those.
Yeah.
But now I own them on another. This is the first time I've done that, actually. I don't think I've ever done that before.
Duplicates or something?
Yeah, bought on multiple systems.
Oh.
I don't know that I've ever done that before.
Yeah.
Because I had Assassin's Creed 1 through or 4 or Unity or something like that, like all of those mm-hmm. on the 360, and now I have like all of them on
PlayStation
on PlayStation 4. Yeah.
Jeez.
So that'll be my next thing.
You're gonna play through all of those again?
So I don't have the first one.
Yeah.
And I have the rest of them though. I don't have Black Flag. I need to get Black Flag. But I have the rest of them. I have every single one of them now.
You are gonna put yourself so behind.
I'm not gonna do Origins and Odyssey though.
Oh, okay.
Again, because I
so
just
that still
beat
gives
those.
You what, like 7 games that you're gonna play?
2, 3, 4,
Unity.
Well, the 2, French one. Brotherhood. What am I blanking? There's 3 in the Ezio trilogy. There's 2 Brotherhood and then the third one. I can't remember what it was.
Revelations.
Revelations. Thank you. Yes. Yeah. Revolutions. And then Assassin's Creed 3, and then Black Flag, Unity, Syndicate, and that's it. And then Origins,
you're
and then Odyssey.
All of those?
I might play through 4. I
wasn't
a big fan. I wasn't a big
gonna like completionist them.
Jacob. It's gonna be hard not to, because that's just how I play those games.
I'm concerned for your health. This is gonna be so much. That you're
well,
gonna
I'm
play
not gonna play
again.
Unity and Syndicate because I wasn't a big fan of those. So.
That's only 2 games out of like a giant pack of
the
games.
They're all so
bought.
Good though, and it's been so long since I played them, so it's okay.
You were giving me shit about playing Red Dead 2 over.
Well, that's more recent.
Whatever.
2 came out a while ago. I haven't played through it for a fourth time in a while, so.
Time. Good God. I think the only game I've ever played over is Hotline Miami, but that's out of like I had to.
Well, that's different too, because there's less to it. It's more of like easy to play, hard to master kind of game.
Yeah, but the reason I kept having to replay it is because I kept changing computers that I had. Mm. And it didn't have cloud save at the time.
So it'd reset your
So buttons. I had to do it. Mm-hmm. And I each time I was doing it, I had to S rank all of it. Because like there was achievements and stuff to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I legitimately had done that like 3 or 4 times. Mm-hmm. And I still need to finish doing that on Hotline Miami 1 and 2 on the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
But that's the only game that I've like really done that with.
Yeah. That game's like, compared to Assassin's Creed, is relatively short too.
Yeah.
I mean, you could play it over and over again, but
yeah, I don't think
it's gonna be a problem.
Arkham Knight, I beat Arkham Knight, and I did it on Plus or whatever.
I don't know if I could go back and do those again.
Really? I think I could.
I probably wouldn't completion them.
I think
though.
I would get
probably
close.
Just.
I think Arkham Knight is the only one that I like. Actually 100%
I would attempt like 5 Riddler trophies and say fuck it, and I wouldn't try them again.
The to get the gold suit that is like the you did it trophy in Arkham Knight, Yeah.
Just a gold suit?
Yeah. You have to 100%, completely 100% the normal campaign. God, there's DLCs so included, many. I think. Maybe. And then play the game plus and completely beat it and do at least 70% of the Riddler trophies.
God, that's a nightmare.
And then you get the thing.
So what do you get if you beat it once and did like 15% of the Riddler trophies?
A high five from your friend.
Sweet. I will take it.
Here you go.
Yeah.
There it is. But yeah, no, I think I would. They need to make another one of those fucking games.
They've remastered them.
Yeah.
Well, they're talking about making another one. They've put out teases and stuff.
I want it.
People assume that it's going to be another Arkham game, but
yeah,
we'll see.
I hope so. Well, wasn't it that there was like talks that it was going to be the people that did Origin?
Yes.
Not actually Rocksteady?
Yes.
So we'll see what that is. Yeah. But
because Rocksteady's working on other stuff, I think.
Oh, are they?
I think so.
Oh. They well,
big project or
I guess that kind of works as a good segue into news stuff that I wanted to talk to.
Is it my segment or is it your segment?
It is, but I'll give you kind of like the top thing, which I'm sure is probably on your list too, which is the Batsuit.
Yep. Yeah, that's my first thing. Yeah.
Yeah. Because that's the hot.
That's really funny. I actually actually saved a picture.
Oh, really?
Too, so I could look at it. Yeah.
Nice.
The more I look at it,
I know.
The more it hurts.
I don't understand.
So, just to give context to this, last week we talked about the small teaser that they came out with that the studio put out. Mm-hmm. It was like legit, you know. They put out like a small teaser of just like a quarter turn around a red outlined suit. Mm-hmm. So you could see like barely bits and pieces of it. You didn't get to see most of it, was in shadow and stuff. This week, because they're in production right now, there are leaked images, a ton of leaked images actually, like way more than there really should be, and they're good quality and stuff.
Yeah, it's pretty weird.
There's leaked images of a stunt man driving down like through a cemetery or something, assumed to be where the Batcave is going to be.
Oh.
It's assumed that the Batcave is going to be where the Wayne's graves are.
Oh.
Which seems really weird, but it kind of goes with the dark aspect they're going with, I guess.
Yeah.
But he's driving down on the Bat cycle or whatever it's going to be. The Batmobile. Not the Batmobile.
Bat
the
bike.
Bat bike. Is that what it's called? Mm-hmm. Bat bike. And he's just driving down the through a cemetery. In one of the videos, he's actually falling off of it. Like, he skids and falls off of
it. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. But there's a bunch of photos of him just, like, standing around and stuff. And this isn't the actor in the suit.
No.
This is just a body double doing stunt stuff. You know, it's a stunt man.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you're the Batman guy. How do you feel about it?
I don't know. I stand by liking the bat symbol. I think that's hard as fuck. Mm-hmm. I know a lot of people are weirded out by that.
I like it.
But I think it's really cool.
Mm-hmm. And it'll go along with if the cemetery thing's real
time. Right.
It'll go with that really well.
Yeah, we're getting a pretty gritty, dark Batman.
Very.
The rest of the suit is a little weird to me.
The cowl. But it's also... It is the stuntman in the suit. It's not the actor in the suit.
Sure.
Usually stuntman suits aren't anywhere near the quality that actor suits are. They're not because they're padded up. I feel like it'll be slimmer and it'll look, the cowl and stuff will look completely different because it's not a helmet really.
This guy looks a little bit thicker than Pattinson does.
Oh,
too.
Yeah. This dude's big. He looks like Batfleck.
Yeah, he does.
He really does.
He does. This guy is kind of a bigger dude. Because if you look at...
He even has, like, the
Pattinson's,
chin.
Pattinson's, yeah.
Have, like, the double chin.
Yeah. If you look at Pattinson's face, even though it's, like, kind of a profile, the cut of the mask looks a little bit different.
Yeah.
And the part of the reason I think that it looks so weird on him, other than the horn things being kind of odd, he's got goggles in. mm-hmm. which Pattinson doesn't. So I don't think that is like a forever thing.
I think it's because it's more of a helmet than an actual cowl.
Right.
Than an actual, like, yeah.
And so I think if he took that off, it would not look as so weird.
I think that's what makes the whole costume look weird.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's like the rest of the costume part. Is actually not terrible. The weird things on
the little darts.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
He just has a lot of big pens on his arms.
Well, and
he's gonna write. I'm he's gonna little, sign a lot of stuff.
I'm a little upset that his fins on his arms look like straps. They don't even look like they're supposed to be.
That could also be part of the stunt thing.
Yeah, because
like you don't want to make them super pointy.
Maybe. Yeah.
You don't want to like. Because I guarantee that's what that is. They look flat.
Yeah, they look weird. They look like pole straps. They don't look like something hard.
I guarantee that's part of the stunt double suit.
Although,
is they're meant to be flat instead of pointy, so he doesn't like shank himself somehow.
Yeah. So looking at the suit though, the way the pads are and everything, and even the darts and stuff, I wonder if we're gonna see a League of Shadows tie-in. Or not.
Mm.
If he's just going to do year one by himself.
That'd be so much.
If that's why he's tactical.
Yeah, this is very tactical. They're going for very, like,
maybe this is just rugged. Like their idea of what a year one person would do.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I don't know. It's very interesting.
Yeah. I have very mixed emotions. I still believe in Pattinson. I still think that this movie can come out good.
Mm-hmm.
But these photos are weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna reserve. I guess I'm not gonna try to overthink it or
go
too far into it just because it's very early on in production and
right.
it's a stunt coordinator. The moment we see Pattinson in a full bat suit, that mm-hmm. will be the moment I decide. If it looks anything like that, I'm worried. But I don't. I'm inclined
but this
to think
is also
it's not going
like,
to.
There's no lighting and stuff, which I kind of expect maybe
mm-hmm.
it to even the effects on the movie to be kind of intense. So mm-hmm. even though like seeing the suit in broad daylight would be weird, it would look okay
in darker shadows and stuff. Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because it looked menacing as fuck with the lighting and stuff mm-hmm. that they showed in the teaser.
Yeah.
So maybe that's part of what they're going to be doing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Well, we'll have to see. I'm going to try and not think about it too much. But yeah, I don't know. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, there's still a lot of good things going for it, so we'll see.
Well, do you have anything on else?
Yeah, I got stuff. I got all kinds of stuff. All
right.
Second thing is probably something you probably don't care as much about, really, but I thought I'd bring it up anyway because it's kind of a big deal. Friends is having a reunion. They're doing a reunion episode.
Oh,
it's called the one where they come back together or something like that.
Wow.
It's official. HBO is doing it because HBO is taking over
the rights,
to Friends. Yeah.
Wow.
They're taking over, the streaming of Friends. It's going to be on HBO Max.
Oh, okay.
So they're doing the reunion episode and everyone's on board. All the original people are all doing it.
That's cool.
They announced it a couple days ago, I think.
Huh.
I'm kind of excited for it.
I watched
a ton of Friends, and it's a huge show, and it would be really cool to see everyone, all of those characters come back.
Dan Harmon?
Please make a movie. Bring everyone back, please. If Friends can do it, you can do it.
Six
seasons and a movie.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to do it, but I haven't heard Glover say anything about it.
I thought he said he was on board.
Is he? Oh. He's been the only one who's been like somewhat reserved about it.
I mean, he's busy right now, but I thought in the past he had said something about being...
That man's always busy. He will be busy until he dies.
Yeah.
He just does that much stuff.
Also, context, we kind of jumped into that pretty fast, but Community is a show. It's the best thing in the world. Go watch it. Watch it three times.
So good.
And then watch it three times more and then get back to me on it.
One of the greatest sitcoms ever.
It's so fucking good.
So good.
Helmed by Dan Harmon, the same guy who is like co-creating Rick and Morty.
Mm-hmm.
So if you like that kind of shit, you might like this show. It's just about community college instead of crazy grandpa. But it's the best shit ever. There was a joke in the show where six seasons in a movie was a thing. And we have six seasons. We just don't have a movie.
No, don't have a movie yet. So, but everyone wants it. Everyone in the community want it.
It would be fantastic.
So yeah, Friends reunion. That's cool. It's not huge. It's kind of big news to people who have followed the show forever. They've been talking about reunions for years.
Yeah.
Years. HBO just had to happened to be the studio to have enough money to get it going.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't imagine how much each of these people are going to get paid for this reunion. Oh, my God. Next up on the news, little roundup. They are in talks, or studios are in talks to make a Borderlands movie.
Oh.
That is the next kind of idea in the video game movie verse. Borderlands doesn't have like a super set in stone plot, so maybe that'll be easier for them to kind of like, because you could make it really just as long as you make it in the Borderlands universe.
Yeah,
like you don't really have to have anything super crazy. You just have to talk about Pandora and stuff.
I guess people don't have to be on the end to care about the movie. Because it could just be an action flick.
It'll be a Mad Max. That's all it is. It just seems
like kind of a weird,
just a crazier Mad Max
subject pick.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see someone put a plot to it.
Yeah. Do you think they're gonna do like Handsome Jack and? Like,
I don't know. I don't know if it's gonna be like early stuff or if it's gonna be like. I have no idea. I feel like for their benefit, they probably shouldn't. I feel like they should probably have teases and stuff in the movie, like teases towards the game, like, oh, Handsome Jack, like he visits, like he's like pops and he has like cameo or something. Maybe. Or someone mentions the name or something.
Yeah.
I think if they wanted to do it right, they should just do a plot the universe.
Yeah
No, like different characters,
like a rogue
different
one
everything. Yeah,
or something.
That goes along with what else is happening in the universe. I think that'd be smart on their decision, because otherwise you're getting into pretty dangerous territory, because I mean with any video game adaptation you have to be like really careful about like what plot you
take
what
too
characters
many stabs
and, if you try to make it too much like the game, you're going to piss a lot of people off because you're going to do it wrong some way, somehow.
Yeah.
But we'll see, I guess.
Is there any like plans on that, or are they, it's just like spitballing? Like,
it's just spitballing,
have it out,
I think.
There.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't think it's anything too crazy.
Yeah.
Yet. This is another thing that they just announced this week, that the people are in talks to start writing it and start figuring out how to make it and who to pen names to and stuff like that. Like, I can't even think of like actors who would be good for it, or, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
No idea. Because, they'd have to do like superpowers kind of stuff too. Like,
yeah.
I don't know. It'll be hard. The more I think about it, the harder I feel like it'll be for people.
Yeah, it's such a weird game. There's so much to it.
It's out there. It's very far.
Give it to Zack Snyder. Let him make Sucker Punch 2.
Right? hell yeah.
It'd be pretty damn close to Borderlands.
Right. And then the last thing is kind of like it's a little different. So it's news, but at the same time, it's kind of like a question about life and like humanity, kind of.
Okay.
You don't have to get too serious into it, but I just thought I'd pose it kind of to you.
Okay.
A few years ago, probably like what, 5 or 6 years ago, they did a hologram tour of Tupac. You remember that when they did like?
Yeah.
So that kind of kicked it off, and like every couple years there'll be kind of like a hologram tour that'll start up. This year apparently is supposed to be a really big year for hologram tours. So they're doing one. Whitney Houston is doing a hologram tour. Amy Winehouse is doing a hologram tour. And they're doing a Buddy Holly hologram tour. And I thought I'd just pose the question on how you feel about hologram tours. If you think they're justified, if you think they're kind of wrong, if you think they're kind of spitting in the face of the families or the people that passed away.
Yeah.
I thought I'd pose that.
So initially my gut is like, don't do that. They're not here, so just don't do that. That's weird. But the more I think about it, if the right facilities are in place and if the money for that is not just solely going to the record company, but it's going to the family too, substantially to the family. And that's really the only people that are benefiting from that. And it's kind of like a, I don't know, tribute sort of thing and not totally like a concert, then I don't know that there's this huge problem with it.
Yeah.
It's weird. And I don't know that I would totally want to go to one of those. But if the right people are profiting from it, then I think it's fine.
See, I think that's the problem with it, though, is that they are concerts. Yeah. They're full-on concerts.
Yeah.
I don't know who's profiting from it. I don't think... I mean, the families probably are, just because royalties and stuff like that, they're always going to be profiting off of the music of, you know, their relatives. But I think for the most part, it's probably the record labels and, like, the hologram company.
Yeah. I'd be interested to like... learn who pulls the trigger on that kind of thing. You know,
there's I kind of looked it up a little bit. There's one specific company that's been doing it. They're the one that kind of started the whole thing with Tupac. And now they've just, since that, they've kind of blown up because they've gotten enough people to come out and watch these kind of shows. I don't know, I'm not the biggest fan of it, just because I feel like, like, I understand trying to get the music out to more people, and I think that's their underlying idea behind it. But at the same time, just listen to their music. I don't think you need to go see a fake hologram of it. And they've had problems in the past. There was a singer last year that they actually hologrammed an impersonator and did... It wasn't even, like, the singer's full likeness. It was his impersonator. And people were like, that doesn't even look like him. That looks like an impersonator.
That's
like,
even worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's probably something that we should stay away from.
I think so too.
Especially if they're not setting it up in a way
that's, I think it's like, the weird, bad side of capitalism.
If it's not the family that is heading this idea and they're like, we should do this to let people celebrate, then it's in the wrong place.
Yeah.
Anyone else coming up and wanting to do this is it has the wrong
idea. And some might be, but for the most part, I don't think they are.
Yeah.
I think it's just people wanting to profit off of music they know people will go and see.
Yeah, that's...
And people they never got to see or something, you know.
That's pretty weird.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's... I wouldn't want a friggin' hologram of me, you know, in the future, like, doing stuff.
Yeah, I would not want that. Especially if it's like...
It's like that Black Mirror episode. There's a Black Mirror episode where... it's Miley Cyrus's episode where there's...
Oh.
She gets, like, bedridden or something. Like, her producer, like, bedriddens her.
Oh.
She, like, paralyzes her or something. And she starts using her likeness as, like, a hologram and starts making money off of her hologram and her likeness and stuff.
God.
Yeah, dude. It's
fun. I need to watch more Black Mirror, but every time I do it, like, really bums me out.
It's so good.
Like, I can't watch too much.
It's so good.
Cause it's...
So you need to watch, like, two bad ones and then watch one of the really good ones, like happy, like,
I need to watch
ones. There's not very many, but the ones that are in there.
Fuck,
Hang the DJ is one of my favorite ones.
What's the best?
San Junipero.
Yeah. I need to watch two sad ones and then just watch
and then
that
watch
one
San
again.
Junipero. Yeah. Or Hang the DJ.
Yeah, that'll be my palate cleanser each
time. Yeah, those have those are like the two really happy ending ones.
I don't think I don't know if I've seen Hang the DJ.
You probably haven't, but it's similar to San Junipero.
Really?
It's like a romance, but...
Cool.
Oh, it's so good. Season 4? Season 3? Season 4. So I think San Junipero season 3.
They need to do another movie.
Yes.
Give me Bandersnatch.
Do another Bandersnatch. Yeah. That's such a cool thing.
I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Give me Bandersnatch.
One of the
game.
Most interesting things ever.
Yeah. Well, to kind of close us out here, I have a little bit of a surprise for you.
Uh-oh.
I'm sneaking something in here.
Uh-oh.
That maybe doesn't belong, but I'm doing it anyway because God damn it, we'll do it live.
Oh no. I'm not ready. This is going to be long silences of me trying to figure out what the hell.
So if you guys don't know what that music's from, first of all, go subscribe to Redgrove, you motherfuckers. But it is a recurring show that I've come up with. And by come up with, I mean sort of stole from Valley Folk, but I love you. Don't hurt me. And I'm coming up with my own props, so it's fine. It's called Movie Name Game, where you show the contestant or read the contestant a synopsis that takes two forms of media's synopsises and puts them together. And when they hear that, they have to come up with the name of what those would be. But the name,
the title of the movie.
Yeah, the name is meshed together. So it could be a movie and a show, or a game and a movie, or whatever. And then you have to like say it all together as it's meshed together.
I've done this a few times in the past.
Yes, there are plenty of Wander vlogs where we have instances of this. So, I almost spilled water everywhere. So I just have two.
Okay.
Not doing anything too crazy.
Okay.
So without further ado, here we go. A group of teenagers head out to the wilderness on a little getaway when they discover an underground labyrinth of nightmares. Along the way, they run into a once-famous action star and his trusty stunt double, who are trying to hold on to their fame in the big city. This is a movie into another movie.
Cabin in the Woods. Cabin in the Wood. How was that? Cabin in the Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yes.
Whew.
It's a slant.
That's, yeah, Woods.
It's a slant. I get to do it. It's my game.
Okay. Yeah, Cabin in the Woods Upon a Time in Hollywood.
I love the way that I have it typed out because I do all caps for the second one. So it's literally just once upon a time. But yes, you're correct.
Yay.
Good job. Thanks. Right off the bat. All right. This one also probably should be pretty easy, maybe.
Is this one movie, movie two?
This is a game show. Game to show.
Game to show?
Yes. Okay. So, a young boy loses his mentor, leaving him to hide his true identity and work as a measly scrapper. Years later, a boy at his high school dies mysteriously, which puts the whole town on edge.
Read that back.
A young boy loses his mentor, leaving him to hide his true identity and work as a measly scrapper. Years later, a boy at his high school dies mysteriously, which puts his whole town on edge.
Man, mentor dies. Oh, okay. I'm trying to think what the show is. The game is Star Wars Fallen Order. What's the show? Kid dies, puts the whole town on edge.
A boy at his high school dies mysteriously, which puts his whole town on edge.
Man, I don't know.
It's not a slant. So.
Fallen Order.
High school TV show.
High school TV show?
Well, it's a TV show.
Oh, wait. I'd be really surprised if you did this, but Star Wars Fallen Order Riverdale? Oh.
I read synopsis.
Okay, hey. Okay. So Star Wars Fallen Order Riverdale.
Yes.
Gotcha. Boom. Yeah. All right.
See, there you go.
Yeah.
It's a quick, easy little. Yeah.
That was season one Riverdale, game. Too. Look at you.
Yeah, I don't know anything about it. But a bunch of the synopsis said the guy died.
I got you.
Jason Blossom or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah, that was the season one plot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
There you go.
Look at you.
Well. Hey, look at us.
Look at us.
All right, guys. Well, thank you for joining us on another episode of Casual Critics. Maybe I'll keep this format next time.
Yeah.
I think we're getting close. We're getting close to something.
Yeah.
We're getting
a system.
Yeah.
We're getting a little thing down.